You're listening to SBS News.
The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, faces extradition to the United States on a charge of conspiracy to commit computer intrusions. US legal experts say the framing of the charge, aimed at the theft of information rather than the publication of material, looks to circumvent the country's constitutional protections of press freedom. The published materials include hundreds of thousands of US military and diplomatic files exposing controversial US military war actions in Iraq and Afghanistan. They include evidence of torture, a video of a US Army helicopter attack that killed two journalists in Baghdad in 2007, and the huge numbers of civilian deaths that resulted from the US invasions. The information was obtained from a US Army intelligence official, Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning after gender reassignment treatment, who was tried and imprisoned for the leak. Julian Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says it's a sad day for journalism, calling the charges against Assange a dangerous precedent for all journalists and media organisations who publish truthful information about the United States.
This is a free speech question. This precedent, if he is extradited, means that any media organisation, any journalist, anywhere in the world who publishes truthful information about the United States could face extradition and prosecution in the United States. We will resist that as a matter of principle, and we will definitely resist it in his case. That could take us all the way to the Supreme Court, and it could take years.
Another member of Assange's legal team, Barry Pollock, says he believes the US charges could limit press freedom by criminalising interactions between journalists and whistleblowers. But Peter Grester, a spokesman for the group Alliance for Journalist Freedom and the UNESCO Chair in Journalism at the University of Queensland, says the Assange case should not be viewed as a press freedom issue.
I don't think it will have a chilling effect on press freedom, because we don't consider this to be a question of press freedom. I don't think of Julian Assange as a journalist. What Julian did is not journalism. Good journalism takes information, it takes data, it filters that information out, it takes out what is genuinely in the public interest, it redacts anything that isn't relevant, that may be damaging to people who are caught up in these kinds of stories. It places context and information around the data before it publishes. What Julian did was dump unfiltered data onto the internet, and I disagree with that. I don't think that's journalism. You can have a separate debate about the kind of radical transparency that underpins WikiLeaks, but this is not a question about press freedom, not a debate around press freedom.
He says he is, however, concerned about the implications on protections for whistleblowers.
The relationship between journalists and sources is of critical importance to democracy. One of the main roles that journalists play is as a whistle of last resort in a democracy, so that civil servants can speak to journalists, can leak information if they see examples of corruption, of mismanagement, of hypocrisy, abuse of power. And journalists need to be able to protect those sources. But that isn't the same as dumping data in the way that WikiLeaks did. It still means being responsible as journalists. It still means being mindful of questions of privacy, of questions of national security.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australian government assistance for Julian Assange will be limited to the consular assistance provided to any Australian caught in trouble overseas, and no special treatment will be given. The Journalists Union, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance has urged the Australian government to bring Julian Assange back to Australia. The Alliance's president, Marcus Strom, says Julian Assange has been a long-time union member and his actions to publish information from whistleblowers should be protected.
He's a divisive character, and that's why for us it's not about him as a personality. It's not about what he's done since. It is about the principles around publishing information in the public interest and being pursued for that. It is solidly around that principle, and that's why we calling on the Australian and British governments to oppose the extradition, not because of it's Julian Assange, but because of the principle of being able to publish information in the public interest.
Dennis Muller from the Centre for Advancing Journalism at the University of Melbourne says while he believes the fallout from the case will be limited to Assange and WikiLeaks, there are lessons to be learned for journalists.
I think the lessons were taught to us by Alan Rusbridge. coverage of The Guardian. I think that The Guardian handled this in an exemplary way. They took their time. They went through the vast mass of material. They selected the material that they regarded as genuinely in the public interest. They took steps to minimise harm, and then they published boldly and strongly. And I think that if I were to be confronted with a similar situation, I would more or less follow the Alan Rusbridge blueprint, because I think that got the balance right between properly informing the public and responsibly minimising the risk of harm to people.
He says ultimately the issue for the US government has been less about national security and more about how to deal with the ensuing embarrassment over the incident.
Let's face it, a lot of this is not about national security at all. It's about matters to do with the principle of protecting national security, but a lot of it has to do with government embarrassment, the embarrassment of being seen to have inadequate safeguards against this sort of leaking, embarrassment arising from the actual content of the material. So, I take the view that the lessons we've learnt out of the WikiLeaks saga for journalists a pretty clear cut, and I think probably have been pretty well learned.
This is Biwa Kwan for SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.